Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You've probably made a decision in your life that seemed like a good idea at the time, but upon looking back, you might wish you would have done something differently. The truth is that sometimes we are forced to make decisions based on partial information. It could be because maybe you just didn't know any better. It could be because sometimes you just are unable to sort of process mentally what needs to be processed. Or it could be because you made a decision too hastily. Or maybe emotions take over. Right, you make decisions based on the emotion of the time rather than on the facts. Whatever the situation, the truth is that we've all been there. And one way or another, we've all experienced the pain of making a poor choice, a wrong decision. In those moments, we realize that hindsight truly is 20/20. It means that looking back, we always could have made the right decision, but in the moment, it's not so clear. You see, we can make decisions, and then the truth is that we have to live with the consequences, whatever they may be. And most of the time, it's kind of unfortunate, but it's all too late to go back and make the right decision instead. Or too late to try and fix it, maybe. This isn't unlike our text for this morning. When Jesus' mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Mary and Joseph are betrothed. This is much, much, much different than our modern idea of engagement. You see, betrothal in this time, it meant that they're already in the first stages of marriage. Okay, they were already united. Not in a full way, but in sort of this preliminary state. Because what was going on was there's this betrothal, which was oftentimes about a year long. And it was so that Joseph could go and secure a house. That he could make all of the preparations and get everything ready for their big party and get everything ready for when they would actually come together and have their marriage ceremony. But the truth is that they are already united as if they are married. The only thing that hasn't happened yet is the ceremony, the party, and the consummation. They're not living in the same household yet. They haven't had their wedding proper, but they are united. They are in the first stages of marriage. But the truth is that Joseph isn't stupid. He's just not. He's not dumb. He knows where babies come from. When Mary is found to be with child, what does he do? But immediately he jumps to a conclusion. The only issue is that he comes to his conclusion with partial information. He doesn't have the benefit of hearing the whole story. Well, I'm sure Mary tried to explain it to him, right? No, really, Joseph, this child is from God, right? It's from God. But when you're dealing with the only miraculous birth, the only miraculous conception of this magnitude in the whole history of the world, well, explanations about your baby being God's son don't really stand up to what seems to be the truth. And so Joseph makes a decision. He has to, right? And he makes his decision based on partial knowledge. And so what does he decide to do with Mary but divorce her quietly? After all, this is the woman who he agreed to protect, to care for. In fact, he had made a promise that he would do so. It's not as if Joseph doesn't love his wife-to-be at this point. He certainly does. And so being a righteous and upright, a just man, he decides he's going to be merciful. He's going to divorce her quietly. Don't put her through the public shame. Don't give her what the law would actually allow him to sort of drag her into the public square and have her stoned to death. But Joseph doesn't want that for Mary. He doesn't want that for her. And so he decides for this divorce situation. But this is precisely the point where God saves Joseph. He literally saves Joseph from making the worst decision of his life, a decision he would regret forever, a decision that he would probably look back on and wish that he might have done something different. You see, God gives him the whole story. An angel appears to Joseph in a dream and says, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." God sends his word through this messenger so that Joseph can make a well-informed decision. And we all know the story. Of course, Joseph does. He takes care of Mary. He takes care of Jesus. He provides for them. He protects them. He loves them. Which leads us to us. We make decisions all of the time. Some are the right decision, and some are the wrong one. But the truth is that God never makes the wrong decision. Ever. He always makes the right decision for you. It's precisely why he chose Mary and Joseph in the first place. You see, this is what God does. He had his whole plan set out from the very creation of the world. When God spoke all of creation into existence, he knew he would be choosing Mary and Joseph to bear his son into this world. He chose them. He knew right from the get-go, he chose them so that Jesus could fulfill the prophecy spoken by Isaiah. He chose them so that Jesus could be your Savior and the Savior of the whole world. He chose them so that Jesus would come. And it had to be Mary and Joseph. He knew. All along, God knew the right decisions to make. In fact, he's been at work the whole time to ensure that Jesus would be born, to ensure that he would have earthly parents that would provide for him, to ensure that he would live his life as the perfect Son of God, to fulfill all the law and all the prophets. The Lord guided everything that Jesus would make his way to the cross. God made sure that Jesus was crucified. God ensured that Jesus shed his blood. He ensured that Jesus was buried into a tomb that had never been used before. And God himself brought Jesus back to life 3 days later. The truth is, God was working all along, guiding decisions, intervening when necessary, making sure all of the pieces were moving, that all of the pieces were set into place for your salvation. Because those are the sorts of decisions that God makes for you. And he always makes the right decision. But the best part is that he's never stopped. God isn't done making decisions for you. In fact, he is still intervening in the world, even in the year 2016, and even in the year 2017, he will continue to do the same. Guiding every single one of your steps, guiding your life every moment along the way. He is still making perfect decisions for you. And he even sends you a messenger who carries his word to guide your decisions so that you can be well informed, so that you know the whole story. He sends you a messenger to make sure you don't make any awful mistakes you might regret in the future. You see, God's word is what fully informs you. You don't need anything else to make decisions in this life. God's word contains everything you must know to make God-pleasing decisions. Everything you must know on how you should live your life. We call it the Bible, right? And contained within the pages of the Bible, we have the Ten Commandments that give us very nice guidelines on how God wants to protect us. They're not just rules that God sort of arbitrarily throws out to see if we're going to keep them or not. God gave us these commandments that we might make decisions that will be for our best good, that will be for our benefit. He protects us. He guides us by these things. And what's better is that when we misstep and when we don't do what is good and God-pleasing, when we don't do what the things that would be for our protection, for our good, God gives us the story of salvation. He gives us the story of forgiveness. For all of those times we transgress God's law, He brings us back into a righteous path that we might stand upright, that we might look back and not be filled with regret. You see, we don't have to guess any longer. We don't have to make decisions based on partial truth, for God has revealed everything. He's revealed His law and He's revealed His gospel, the entire salvation plan for the world and the salvation plan for you. He's revealed everything you know, you must know in order to be faithful, just like He did for Joseph. The only question is, what do you do with the words He's given? What do you do with His proclamation of law? What do you do with the proclamation of gospel? What do you do with the salvation He won for you through Jesus Christ? What do you do with the faith you've been given? My friends, Joseph received God's word from the angel, and he did what was faithful in God's sight. And the truth is that you have more than Joseph, because Joseph only got a part of the story. Granted, you know, the angel did come and proclaim to him what was going on in Mary's womb. But at that point in time, he couldn't have known who Jesus would be. He didn't know the whole salvation story, but you do. Jesus has shed His blood for you. Jesus lost His life for you. Jesus picked up His life again for you, so that you would know that your sins are forgiven. He's given you His word. He's given you your baptism that always and constantly reminds you who you are and the things Jesus has done. He feeds you with His very body and blood to strengthen your faith. The truth is that He's even guided you to the church this morning. Freezing rain, snow aside, the Lord has guided your footsteps here. And the truth is that having received everything from the Lord, do what's faithful and believe it. For according to God's word, you have Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your decisions in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.